This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW 877. Some call it a marriage cancer. It's an insidious cancer that begins slowly to destroy the cells of a beautiful, living marriage relationship. The happiest event of their lives took place on June 2, 1960. On that date, Mary Anderson and Paul Salmon joined their lives in marriage. They loved each other more than they thought it possible to ever love another human being. Mary and Paul shared every portion of their lives. No two people could be more happily married, it seemed. 16 years later, though, Mary and Paul faced each other in the divorce court. On July 15, 1976, the perfect couple ended their married life together. What happened? Why in the world did their marriage fail? Was it because they had not known each other long enough before they got married? No, because they had dated steadily for 2 years before they got married. Was it because they were not compatible? Nope. Personality tests and marriage prediction tests indicated that they were very compatible. Was it because of adultery? Nope. Neither one had been involved in an affair. The reason that their marriage failed is the same reason that kills thousands of marriages each year. It's an insidious cancer that begins slowly to destroy the cells of a once vital marriage relationship. And like cancer of the body, Mary and Paul were not aware of it until most of the life of their marriage had been choked out. The marriage killer which victimized Mary and Paul and thousands of other couples is the cancer, now get this, is the cancer of indifference. Indifference, that's it. How did indifference creep into their marriage life? Well, here's Mary's words, quote, "When Paul and I were first married, we did everything together. It was the two of us against the world, struggling to make ends meet, and we loved the challenge. It brought us even closer together. I enjoyed learning about Paul's job. Every day he would talk to me about things that happened at work. He would often ask my opinion about situations at the office. When the children came, we felt even closer. The children became our most precious bond." Then she said, "Something began to happen. It was so gradual and subtle that I could never quite put my finger on it. Paul had become very involved in his work. There were civic club meetings, the PTA, and church activities. We both became leaders in various community groups. They were all worthwhile activities, but it took a lot of time. Paul and I became so busy that we were usually home together for an entire evening, only about 3 nights a week." She said, "Paul and I were simply not spending much time together." She said, "I then began to realize a disturbing truth. I didn't care. It took a little longer before I would admit to myself that Paul didn't care either. We shared very little of ourselves. We had become strangers. Complete indifference was the state of our life together. It was no longer a marriage. We had grown dull to each other's minds, spirits, and bodies." You know, when flowers are not watered, they die. The same is true of marriages. That cancer of indifference sneaks in ever so subtly, so slowly, and begins to eat away the life of two people's marriage. Well, you might be saying, "What in the world do I have to look forward to in my marriage?" Well, I don't get the wrong idea. Research evidence shows that there are a great many marriages which become more happy as the years roll by. One study of older husbands and wives in the southwestern part of the United States, for example, found that the majority were happier in their marriage in the later years of life than in the earlier years. Husbands and wives don't have to suffer from the cancer of indifference. All they have to do is take the good advice, well, really, of the Bible, when it says that husband and wife are to subject themselves to each other in the fear of Christ.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.